My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest unto me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. Hosea 4 and verse 6. In past segments of Daily Bread, we've referenced this passage to emphasize the importance and responsibility of not only obtaining knowledge, but becoming obedient from the heart to the knowledge we do receive. Most people generally want to go to heaven. And if my experience with people is the norm, most people believe they are going to heaven. For those who believe the revelation of God's word that there is, one, a place called Hades, the region of disembodied spirits, Luke 16:26, two, a place called heaven, where Christ is, seated on the right hand of God, Colossians 3:1, and in which the child of God has an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, 1 Peter 1:4. And three, a place called hell, described as a place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched, Mark 9:48, denoting the abode where those that know not God, and to them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus, who shall suffer punishment, even eternal destruction from the face of the Lord and from the glory of his might, 2 Thessalonians 1:8 through 9, and those so inclined will be eternally imprisoned. If you hold these truths, then being aware of God's expectation and your obedience to his will is paramount. When the Apostle Paul addressed the conditions of those who refused to have God in their knowledge, thus God gave them up unto a reprobate mind, Romans 1:28, that is, a mind not standing the test, and of which God cannot approve. God said to them that they were without understanding, that is, without understanding or discernment. God expects his creation to possess both understanding and discernment, and will hold mankind accountable for the attaining of them. Understanding the significance of the Apostle John's word saying, God, who made all things and became flesh and dwelt among us, was the light of men, and was manifested in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, John chapter 1. And we understand the work of the Apostle Paul, who was to go to the Gentiles to open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive remission of sins and an inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith in Jesus, Acts 26:17 through 18, we can readily understand the need of obtaining the knowledge of God's will. With this in mind, Lord willing, upcoming segments of Daily Bread will be devoted to the destructiveness of a lack of knowledge, the willfulness of a lack of knowledge, and where a lack of knowledge leads. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, saying, "For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God," Romans 10 and verse 3. God's righteousness is the standard by which man is to be subject.